Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 79. And yes, I am yelling it out again. And boy, these weeks, they go fast, don't they? Between podcasts? Fast between podcasts. Sounds like a song. The weeks go fast between podcasts. Everything's vast. I gotta be gassed when my mast. And then I frast. Don't be sassed. Okay, my freestyling skills are not really happening at the moment. Yeah, it just goes quickly, right? Every day goes quickly. It's already August. I mean, before you know it, it's going to be Christmas. It'll be, you know how it goes. Once it hits Halloween, there's no stopping it. It's Halloween and Thanksgiving, Christmas, my birthday, New Year's, boom, another year. So it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable to me how quickly time goes by. And it's true that the older you get, the quicker it goes, it seems. Although somebody I was reading somewhere, I saw somewhere, somewhere in the New Age, you know, world, they're saying that time is actually going faster. And it might even be scientifically proven. But what they're talking about seems so minuscule that I don't think it really makes sense. From, they're saying, well, time is going faster. It's like 0.22493 seconds faster every day. Okay, that explains it. I wasn't gonna bring this up until later. And my parents were in a car accident this week. They're okay. Thank God my dad has got great reflexes. It wasn't his fault. Some truck, they hit him on the passenger side. Had my dad not had the quick reflexes that he has, they would have been they probably would have been gone, and I wouldn't be doing this podcast right now because I'd be too, you know, too, I wouldn't be able to do it. I don't think, you know, your parents suddenly get whacked in a car accident. I don't think you do a podcast right away. Okay. Sorry. All right. I'm trying to keep the humor going without, I want the humor to sink here, folks. Just in case somebody new is listening, I don't want them to go, wow, this is depressing. But they're doing fine. They're achy. It's a little, you know, there's some anxiety around it, of course. But I think they're going to be fine. And they're both troopers. And that's that. That's all I want to say. I'm grateful. I thank God. Although I don't really know what my concept of God is these days. I had a different concept of God when I first got sober. I think I was thinking of more of a guy with a beard up there in the sky. I don't know. And, now I'm not certain, you know, exactly what God is. I think there is, I believe in higher powers, higher beings, higher being, something, some force. But I don't know. I can't name it. I don't know what it is. I know that I felt the presence in my life many times of being protected, by something. So I don't know. I don't want to, you know, and there's 85 billion religions and they can all just slug it out with each other. I don't really care that much for religion, but, it's interesting because I ran into, this is an older lady in my neighborhood who does, she takes care of this house across the street. She lives in a different building, but she seems to take care of the lawn, and she also feeds all these feral cats. And a very nice lady, very bent over, though. I worry about her posture. Like, and she has a lot of energy, but she's very bent. You know, just like if she could straighten up, with that energy, dye her hair, she might be able to look a little bit younger. Nah, I don't know. Maybe not. She's very, very sweet. Very. When I was really struggling with my my hips, she would see me walking in with my cane. You know, which incidentally, I as you know, you might know or not know, I'm off the cane. There's no way of saying that without thinking, without sounding like, I'm off the cane, man. That's right, man. I'm off the cane. But she would see me when I'd be walking with my cane, and she would, and I'd say I'd be carrying like some couple bags from the grocery store, and she would offer to carry them for me. You know, which is, you know, this is an older lady, and she's offering me, you know, to help, which is very nice, but I never took her up on it. And so the other day, I ran into her, and I said, hey, you notice I'm walking a lot better? And she goes, yeah, that's great. And I told her I went through the few surgeries and blah, blah, blah. And then she said to me, she asked me, do you thank God? And I said, yeah, but I was like, I'm grateful. I mean, I told her that. I mean, I felt like it was almost like a specific thing she was looking for. Like she wanted me to say a specific God, perhaps, or maybe not. But it's just, do you thank God? And I said, well, yeah. I mean, I do feel gratitude. I feel a lot of gratitude. And I'm thanking something, somebody. You know, I mean, you don't know, I don't know who I'm thanking. I mean, is it God? Is it a guy? Is God a guy? Is God a woman? A guy, a part man, part woman? You know, John Lennon said on one of his records, woman is the other half of the sky. Which he meant that, you know, there was a feminine aspect to God. So that's that, you know. And one thing about, I want to say one other thing about God. It's the spelling. You know, you're not supposed to take the Lord's name in vain. Now, maybe people would consider what I'm doing at the moment taking the Lord's name in vain. I don't think I'm actually just expressing myself. Is that in vain? I don't understand even what that means to take the Lord's name in vain. But you know, people get to the point where they won't even spell the word. They'll leave out the O so you know what you're talking about. Like when people say the N-word, you know what you're talking about. And they leave out the O, and it's just like, really? I mean, if there is a God, and he is a guy or a woman or whatever, or both, apart, are they really going to care? Aren't they going to be a little bit more upset that you didn't spell the name right? Wouldn't it be like, oh, don't even spell my name right, and I'm God? They leave the O out? I mean, maybe someone's going to get confused and think it was another word. Maybe they'll think you left two O's out and we were just trying to say good. You know, good. Wait a minute, good. Take one O out, God. Dog backwards is God. God backwards is dog. Which brings me to an encounter I had with a little doggy in my neighborhood the other day. This lady comes by. I think she's kind of Russian. She had that Russian, you know, Russian accent. You know, hello, hello, how are you doing? And she had this little cute little white dog. And he just starts, you know, yapping. You know, he's on a leash. And he's just, you know. And I go, oh, whoa, what's going on here? You know. And she goes, oh, I go, what's his name? And she goes, Mickey. So I go, Mickey. And he stops barking. And he gets this look on his face. Like he looks away. He gets this confused look like, do I know him? Am I barking at somebody that I know? Could I possibly have forgotten this guy? I don't think I know this guy. I don't think so. He was so confused. He was so cute. And then I went to walk past them because it was right by my building, and then he went right back to barking at me. It was almost like he was like, I don't know this guy. dogs are amazing. They're so territorial. They're so protective. Like, Deb brought over her dog the other day. He's a big old German Shepherd with the biggest head I've ever seen in my life. This dog has head. This dog has... He should get biggest head of the year award for a dog. And so he's over here with her, Deb, and we're talking. And he's getting anxiety occasionally because he's been abandoned before. He's a rescue. So he keeps getting up and looking at Deb like, oh, you're not going to leave me here with this guy. He just has a studio apartment. What am I going to live in? Well, where am I going to sleep? So, but at one point, you know, she calmed him down a couple times. And he sat down. And then he heard the guy upstairs walking. And then he got real, you know, real focused. And it was like he was on alert. He was ready. Because now he was in my place. But my place became his place, became his responsibility. Now he will protect me and Deb if anybody comes to try to harm us in my place. But if I go to Deb's house now, even though he knows me, they still got to meet me outside with him and cross over the threshold because they don't trust the fact that he might get carried away. Them, you know, like he might just, you know, go, hey, you don't really belong here, and beat the crap out of me. That big head, he's got that big, big, and that longest tongue. That tongue would make Gene Simmons envious. Hey! All right. I wanted to mention something about traffic in this town. It's getting worse and worse and worse. The people are getting so impatient. This has happened to me twice. I believe I mentioned this when it happened the first time. And this happened to me yesterday. I'm about to make a right turn on a very busy street. Okay? Now, okay, let me back up. Before I get to this street, I was on my way there, and I get to a four-way stop in my neighborhood. And to my left is this car, and I can tell that they're a little bit impatient, but I got to the spot first. I had the right-of-way, so I probably should have let this person go. That was, I think maybe my instincts were saying let them go, but I was like, ah, screw them. So I go. They're back of me. I'm going to make a right turn onto this street called Laurel Canyon Boulevard, which is a very, very busy street, especially on a Saturday, okay? Extremely busy. And I'm a good driver. I don't drive like an old lady, but I'm cautious. I'm safe. So I'm waiting for a safe moment to go. And just as I go, this idiot in back of me goes as well. It's a woman. She goes to my right. So she's making a right turn. I'm making a right turn, but she has now come up on my right. So now we're both making right turns at the same time, and we're both in the right turn lane. Only now I'm a little bit in the left turn lane, and thankfully, thank God, or thank good, thank whatever, higher power, there was nobody in that lane that ran into me. And I thought about saying something to this lady, but then I just let it go because what's it going to get me? I'm going to say to her, you know, really, you're out of line, lady. You're out of line. You're coming up on my right and making a right turn as I'm making a right turn. Screw you! Screw you! Turning into a Middle Eastern. Screw you! That's what I should do. Oh, you know what? That's what I'll do next time. I'll make believe I'm like some kind of crazy Middle Eastern guy. What are you doing? You don't make right turn. You make right turn. When I'm in trying to make, I try to make right turn. You make right turn. Only one person make right turn. I make right turn. I don't know why that seems like it might be scarier or more effective. You know, although she might be Middle Eastern, the person I could be yelling at could be Middle Eastern, and then they might end up, I don't know, trying to speak to me in some Middle Eastern language. And then I'd have to just be like, oh, no, whatever. Hey, hey, you know, when in doubt, just go, hey, 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 hey. Ooh, is that a little Native American. Like, Native American means Jerry Lewis. Okay. What else is going on? I sound like my mother now. So what else is doing? My mother also says, what can I tell you? My mother does it a lot. What can I tell you? And that's what this lady, Marie, when she was talking to her the other day, the bent lady, she said that to me. She said, she said something, we were talking about something. She goes, what can I tell you? I go, I don't know. You ought to get together with my mother. Maybe both of you can figure out what you want to tell me. Get together. What can I tell you? I don't know. What can you tell me? I don't know. I haven't a clue. Okay. So, I'm a little disappointed in a couple of these tech guys I met. I think I mentioned these techie guys I met a couple months ago when I got my hair cut, and they said we can get together. They're professionals. They seem like they knew what they're talking about. Said we would get together when I was getting more agile, and I stayed in touch with them. I texted them kind of right after I met them, and like 17 minutes later, I got a text back. I said, hey, it was great meeting you guys, and when I'm up and about, we'll get together. And they were like, great, that sounds fantastic. So I thought, like, hey, that's cool. These guys are on the level. And then a few weeks later, as I was in the middle of my, my physical therapy and getting better, I just touched base and said, hey, things are moving along pretty good. I should be able to get with you guys pretty soon. And I never heard back. And then, like a few weeks later, when I thought, like, I could actually feel like I could go and meet with these guys now, I texted them and said, hey, I'm ready to meet with you guys, and I haven't heard anything. And I think it's been 1 or 2 weeks. So I'm really disappointed. I'm very disappointed in these guys. I think it's been 2 weeks now. I'm disappointed. Now, something happened to them. I don't know. These are tech guys. They're supposed to, when they go out, when they leave, they have, like, automatic responses. That's what those people do, right? And, maybe I'll still hear from them. I don't really know what the truth is behind all this, but my gut is telling me that they're blowing me off. And, so I was talking to Dwayne. Dwayne's my neighbor who lives up. He's been here for a long time, and he's a technical guy, and he's been helping. He was helping me too, and I'm probably going to work more with him now. I thought, if I got with these guys, we could expedite it because Dwayne got some other job now, and blah 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 bleep. So I was telling Dwayne that, and he laughed and goes, "Yeah, that's techies for you." And I thought, what a crock of baloney! I mean, are you really? You're just gonna techies just don't have the. They're so technical that they just can't get back to you. Well, why'd they get back to me the first time? The first time they got back to me within 17 minutes. Okay. And now they can't get back to me? I don't believe it. And then there's another techie guy who it's funny. He brings up this other techie guy that I don't know. I think I might have mentioned him before. He works with this Russian girl that helped me set up my iPad. They have a startup company, and he smokes a lot of pot. I think I talked about him. I really have to go back and listen to some of these things so I know what the hell I'm doing here. But, and I try to, me being an ex-pot smoker, very streetwise, I try to, explain to him how to, maneuver his way on the streets. Don't smoke over there. Don't smoke in there. There's too many people there. You go over there. I had his back. I gave him a ride one day to the weed spot. We started, having conversations. And, he's a very eccentric guy. He walks around completely barefoot in the city. And he lives up in the hills. Not in the hills, like in a house. He lives, like, on the land somewhere up there with some other guy. All right, whatever. That's his prerogative. I don't care. But, so he's been, he comes out, he works on the computer all day, and he takes breaks to smoke his little marijuana. He tells me that's his little vacation. Okay, fine. No judgments here, folks. We're all on board. I don't smoke. I'm sober. Me, it's Gateway. Can't do it. Can't do it. Won't do it. Don't want to do it. Kind of would like to be able to do it, but no. Talk myself out of it. Anyway. So he's been sitting in the courtyard here doing his work on a computer, and he's got his earphones in, listening to music, and all of a sudden he starts this new thing he's started doing lately where he started just pounding on the table in the courtyard to whatever, you know, pounding. And I think he might have been kicking the base of the table. And it was really kind of disturbing. It was just like a weird, like, all of a sudden this weird pounding is going on. So, he did it a few times, and then I said to him, you know, I went to talk to him one day. I said, hey, man, listen, you know, when you're listening to music, you're pounding on the table, and, I live here, plus I got my own work to do, and it's disturbing, so could you please stop? And he said, oh, okay, fine. So I went and did my exercise, and I came in the courtyard and did my exercise, and he started up again. I mean, I had just talked to him like 20 minutes prior or something like that. So I shot him a nasty look. And then he stopped. And then I don't know if it was the next day or a couple days later. It starts up again. So I go out to go do my exercise, and he sees me, and he like goes to greet me, and like we're going to have a conversation. And I decide, you know what, I cannot talk to this guy because I don't really trust what I'm going to say at this point, because now I feel disrespected. Okay, I mean, I've asked you nicely, and you're still, you know, you're that self-absorbed, you know, I'm losing a lot of interest in you, and that means that I might say something I'm going to regret. So I just come out, I just acknowledge him with a nod, keep going. I shine him on. I say, I'm going to ice this guy. Forget it. I'm through with him. And, the next day or so, something like that, the next day or so, he's pounding again on the table. And I said, this is ridiculous. And I go out and I just very firmly and strongly say, hey, listen, remember when I asked you not to be banging on the table? And he goes, yeah. I said, well, you keep doing it. And I said, I know that you're like, maybe you're some kind of genius and I'm supposed to, you know, bow down to you. I don't know. And I know you live in your own little world, but I'm telling you right now, you're going to have to stop. And he said, okay. And so I think since then, it's only been a couple of days. I haven't seen him really. I think he stopped. I mentioned it to the Russian girl. She said, yeah, it drove her crazy. So she threw him out, you know, she made him go outside. But I guess he was doing it in the house. But I wanted to tell her that, you know, it's your responsibility. He's your guest. But I didn't because I have too much of a crush on her. But I will, if it keeps up, I will tell her. And although before I do that, I think what I'm going to do, you see, if he does do this again, I'm going to very calmly go out, sit down at the table with him, and just start pounding on the table until he, you know, say, hey, man, I'm just going to sit here and pound. I hope you don't mind. Boom, boom, boom. But I'm going to do it really obnoxious. Well, his was pretty obnoxious because it was, you know, it was like, it was just out of nowhere. You know, you boom, boom, boom. Anyway. I want to ask a question. How do you get LinkedIn to stop telling me to stop contacting me? I've never joined LinkedIn, and people keep asking me to join. I guess they can just keep asking me. I guess if someone thinks of me and they want me to be, I just don't want to be LinkedIn. You know, I don't want to be LinkedIn. I feel that, you know, I want to be free. I don't want to be LinkedIn. I don't think that's the place for me. And so that's that. That is that. I got an email the other day that I have got to tell you about. It said, get any girl you want from the bar to the bed in minutes. Get any girl you want from the bar to the bed in minutes. And I was like, well, I don't drink alcohol. How about, you know, from the coffee shop, you know, from latte to lay down. How's about that? Or cappuccino to the couch. Anyway, I was just, I don't know. That's like a weird thing. You're going to get any girl you want to go. It's basically what they're saying, that you're going to meet her, and within minutes, she's going to go to bed with you. Well, first of all, I don't want to go to bed with some girl immediately. I mean, some girls I do. Okay, I take that back. But basically, I don't. And it's just like, I mean, what are you doing? You giving them roofies? I mean, it's just weird. It's just weird. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of these emails. I got another email. This is some spam where they said, Fred Jones, view attachment. Attention, Fred Jones, view attachment. I'm like, what are these people doing? Are they just spamming out everyone and just hoping that they'll hit a Fred Jones? It's just weird. Just weird and wacky. Okay, last but not least, yesterday on my cheat day, I shouldn't call it cheat day, I should call it reward day. You know, because that's what it is. Reward myself with some really sugary foods. Anyway, I had a hankering for pancakes. I haven't had pancakes in so long. And there's an IHOP right down the street. It's so funny. When I grew up, it was called the International House of Pancakes. And over the years, I guess they started calling it IHOP. Because I asked this girl yesterday, after I'd been there, have you ever been to the International House of Pancakes? She goes, no. And then she goes, but I've been to the IHOP. See, she didn't know that was the same. They were the same place. But anyway, there's an IHOP that's not too far from me. It's north of me. And I just decided, you know what? I'm going to go over there. I'm going to go over there because I have a hankering for pancakes. I want to see what they got. I want to see if that's what I want. If they got good pancakes. So I go over there. I walk in. Now, you know, I went by myself. And I went on a Saturday afternoon about 3, 4-ish. So it's kind of off hours. And I realized it's not a good time to go to a place like that by yourself. You want to go to a place like that by yourself? Well, maybe it was okay. It depends on the mood you're in. Because I was in the mood to be around more people. And I had to stop myself from actually starting to talk to people in other booths. Because, you know, I'll just, like, you know, break the fourth wall, you know, in the restaurant. Fourth wall, theatrical term, folks. And but I behaved. I stayed there. And anyway, when I walked in, and the hostess asked me where I wanted to sit. And I said, well, I'll sit over here. And there was a table there. I saw that there was a couple, like, orange drabs on it, but I still wanted to sit there. I liked that. I liked the light there. And then but it had silverware on the table. So I had silverware on the table wrapped up in a paper napkin. And she said, okay, but before you sit down, we got to get the guy to clean it because it's dirty. And I go, wow, who puts the silverware down before they wipe the table down? Or maybe it was just left over. Somebody had sat there by themselves, like I was going to sit there. I don't know. Something happened. It was a dirty table. So anyway, I thought, like, well, all right, we're not in the classiest place, but what do you expect? And so I sit down. And, the waitress comes by. And I thought, you know, I'll even get the coffee because they give you that pitcher of coffee. And, you get all the coffee that you want. And the only problem is the coffee is terrible. You know, so you get all the coffee you want, but you don't want any of it, really. I had one cup and I thought, oh, this is terrible. And my waitress actually was gracious enough to take it off my bill. And, however, I tipped her very, very well. I didn't penalize the bill. I didn't tip her according to the bill that I actually got. I tipped her according to a bill, an imaginary bill. And And then I noticed that just about everybody in the place was talking in Spanish, because it is a Spanish speaking neighborhood. And if I would have closed my eyes, I could have thought, oh man, I'm like in Mexico or someplace like that, or you know, or El Salvador, or Guatemala, or Nicaragua. Except for there was a couple of theater geeks that were talking about set design, stuff like that. And then there were a couple of old white ladies in the back that I couldn't hear from where I was. But the pancakes, I have to say, were good. I got an omelet with it. No matter how much hot sauce I put on the omelet, it still was very bland. It was El Blando Wando. So, all right, folks, that's the end of this podcast. I don't know. I hope it was amusing for you. I feel a little self-conscious again. I feel like I just rambled and rolled and rolled and ring. Rambling. Anyway, thanks, everybody, for listening. Really appreciate it. Until next week, and you know the week's going to go fast. Until next week, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.